Hundreds of Ye fans turned up in Juba to celebrate and boost the spirits of the small London girls, as they are known locally, otherwise known as the Ye Joint Stars, as they were crowned champions of the first ever FIFA recognized league in South Sudan. Ye Joint Stars head coach Sonny Harriet Amaka says she wants her team to retain the league title for three straight years.
The journey is not going to stop today, because you see, as for now, Ye Joint Stars will be added, maybe we'll head it to Kenya for the African, or maybe for CAF Champions League tournament in Kenya. So it means that you have to focus, we have to put more effort so that we perform a lot of duties to these girls to maybe promote them to also perform better. And also, it's not all that maybe today. It's still tomorrow. We have to work hard that we have been the champions. We still have to maintain the positions. And we still, to me, as a coach for Ye Joint Stars, I make sure next year I'll surprise people that I have to take. I want to maintain it, because these strategies are going to be for 4 years. It's going to be played 4 years in South Sudan. And I make sure at least Ye Joint Stars maintain the position 3 times consecutively. That's my target, and this is my dream.
Team captain Aikoro Wini, who has been away at school in Uganda, says the players aspire to make the Stars even stronger next season.
We're real happy for Ye Joint Stars, and we're still going to remain there. We're not going to change, because we want to fight for our home. We want football to develop in Ye more than the football in the city. We are going to stand firm, and really want to inspire those guys who are still in Ye to come back. And we made a strong team for Ye Joint Stars. Wherever other players will go back to school, because most of us will study in Uganda, but we still have that love that we have to play for our home team.
The Joint Stars won the league with a total of 33 points and were presented a check for $3,000. The Torit women were runners-up with a total of 26 points, winning $2,000. In individual awards, Bentiu United's team captain Chan Thomas was awarded overall best player of the tournament. Juba Superstars team captain Emi Lasso was the league's top scorer with 11 goals, and Ye Joint Stars striker Deborah Adut finished second with 9 goals. The Golden Glove went to Calda Hassin, goalkeeper for the Juba Superstars and the national women's team, the Bright Starlets of South Sudan. Ye Joint Stars will represent South Sudan in the 2021 CAF Women's Champions League finals in late November in Kenya, where 7 teams will square off through zonal qualifiers, including CECAFA joining the winner of the host nation. Besides host Kenya, Tanzania, South Sudan, Uganda, Ethiopia, Sudan, Eritrea, Djibouti, Rwanda, Burundi, and Zanzibar will all be sending teams to the club competition. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.